Simon Harris is due to address the Fine Gael Ardèche as new leader this evening, and on Tuesday he's expected to be voted in as Taoiseach when the Dáil reconvenes after the Easter break. Well, before the bad weather that we've just been talking about hit, I went out and about Naas in County Kildare and got a sense of the public's view of the new Taoiseach and how much of an appetite there is for a general election.
Simon Harris going to be elected Taoiseach next Tuesday in the Dáil. Do you have a view on him at all?
They can make him leader of the party, but Taoiseach, he was not voted for. It wasn't the position that he was given by the people. Election now would be my opinion on it, and let us make the choice again.
I think he has a pretty good track record from his time. Obviously, health is a bit of a poison chalice, so that's a tough one to measure him against, but in higher education, he's certainly brought a lot of change, a lot of results, a new vocation pathway. I think he's a really strong communicator, really energetic, really diligent, dedicated politician from what I've seen so far. So I would be interested to see where he takes the new Fine Gael cabinet and how it goes for them.
So this government to see out roughly another year or go to the country for an election as soon as possible, like some of the opposition are calling for, what would be your own preferred pathway?
I would prefer to give a bit of time to see how the new cabinet performs over the next couple of months, whether they can bring about real change. I think there's been a lot of turbulence over the past couple of years.
Simon Harris is going to be elected Taoiseach in the Dáil next Tuesday. Do you have a view on him? Is he on your radar at all?
No, not really, to be honest now. I don't know too much about politics. But listen, he can't be much worse than Leo Varadkar, like, to be honest, like, you know, so see what happens, I guess, yeah. I think an election now would be good. I think the whole thing with the last general election, if the most voted for party doesn't make up most of the seats, it's not that democratic, to be honest, like, you know.
What do you think of him personally?
I think he is a wonderful young man, and my one big memory of him is when he was Minister for Health, anytime he came on TV, he had his sleeves rolled up, as if he was just after coming from an operation theatre. But I think he's a very, very genuine, kind young man, and I wish him 100%.
The opposition parties are calling for a general election now. What would you say to that?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous, Colm. 20 million was spent on the referendum, and especially Sinn Féin saying, oh, we need an election, they don't care about that coming out of the public purse, Colm. I think it's utterly ridiculous. The more we can save, when you see what's happening in Limerick UHL, I think it's appalling to be pushing it. Bad enough when we have to have it, Colm.
He seems to have done a reasonable job so far in the various ministries that he's held. But again, a lot of it seems to be about personality and how he presents himself in the media. So when he has to actually run the country, it'll be a different story, I suppose, and we'll see what happens from there.
What would your own view on that be? Election now or wait?
Well, there's an election coming. It's bound to happen eventually. As to whether Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, Labour have anything better to offer, you can't really know. So I suppose give the current coalition an opportunity to see out their term.
Do you have any view of him personally?
Which one, Simon Harris? I saw him a lot on TV and did not trust him within an inch of my life. It's a low opinion.
All right, people, prospective voters indeed, out and about in Naas in County Kildare earlier this week when I was out speaking to them about the prospect of Simon Harris being elected Taoiseach on Tuesday. And still here with me in studio are Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy, Éan O'Riordan of the Labour Party, and from Galway, Hildegard Nocton. Hildegard Nocton, I see the podium at the Fine Gael Ardèche was branded with a new energy. Where was all of that energy up till now? Where did these new reserves of energy come from, and why didn't the public deserve them before now?
I think with the change of leader, it is always going to bring, no matter what party has a new leader, it will always bring a fresh approach, new energy, a new way of doing things. And I think that's really a positive sign. And you can really feel the energy here in the University of Galway. It's palpable across the campus with over 2,000 Fine Gael members from all over the country. They're coming from all walks of life, from farming backgrounds, people who are in family businesses, teachers, carers. And there really is this, I suppose, new energy and enthusiasm, which is natural when you have a new leader. So I think, you know, the mood is positive here. And I know that Simon Harris will be laying out his platform this evening at 6:30 in that live address this evening.
But I mean, I suppose your talk about the new energy there, but it's not enough to convince 11 departing TDs to stay on and be part of what you're talking about. That's exactly a third of your TDs, and fewer than half of those headed for the door are of retirement age. So why don't they have the energy?
I don't actually understand the narrative here around this. In all walks of life, sectors, like, people choose to do different things along their careers. Many of our TDs in Fine Gael, they have been there for over 20 years, and, you know, it's their choice to move on to do different things.
But why is it a particular problem for Fine Gael? Because other parties aren't losing TDs at that rate.
Well, if you look back to the 2020 election, we had Enda Kenny stepping away, replaced by Alan Dillon. Michael Noonan in Limerick, replaced by Kieran O'Donnell. Tony McLaughlin in Sligo, replaced by Frank Feehan. Francis Fitzgerald, Emer Higgins.
Sure,
Dublin,
but there weren't as many TDs on the way out the door diagnosing a problem with the party, because there's TDs who are speaking to newspaper articles. For example, the one recently in the Irish Times was talking about it's time for Fine Gael to get back to basics, to rediscover its roots, to be harder on law and order, to be less woke. So why are there so many problems? Even the new leader of the party talks about acknowledging the view that the party is tired or lacking energy.
I don't believe that at all. If you were in this in the University of Galway here today, if you could meet our candidates, our councillors, we have huge talent within our party. And I can tell you, as a TD here in Galway West, we have so many councillors coming up, and this is the same in every constituency around the country. Huge talent chomping at the bit to run for election in the Dáil, and we need to create the space in relation to do that.
Not so chomping at the bit that the new leader of Fine Gael is minded to answer the opposition call to get straight into battle and have a general election.
The election will happen within the next 12 months. The process here, and this is in the constitution, the Taoiseach is elected by members of Dáil Éireann. We are in, Fine Gael are in government with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. We have a programme for government which we are absolutely determined to continue to deliver on. We have a huge, as one of your ladies there said, one of your commentators said in the Vox Pop, there are so many issues in this country that we need to continue to work on. People will have a chance to vote for who they want in the next general election.
Right.
But we are absolutely determined as a party. We have energy. There's so much vision and ideas within our party. And I think this, when you have a new leader, it is the natural progression to look at what else we can do now for the future. Look at what we have accomplished, particularly since 2011, when we came in to government, when the economy was in free fall, the IMF were in this country, we had oversupply of housing, we had people emigrating. We have very different problems today that we need to deal with.
Okay, Matt Carty, your party, Sinn Féin, is calling for an immediate general election. The incoming Taoiseach, leader of Fine Gael, Simon Harris, says he's not going to call an election. So what from the programme of government do you want to see prioritised under the lifetime of the new Taoiseach if there's not going to be a general election?
The difficulty is Hildegard has outlined that there are many challenges. Many of those challenges are of the government's making, and in all instances where challenges have presented, government have failed to address them. And there's no suggestion, I don't believe there's any confidence at all, that any of that will change with another rotation Taoiseach. Taoiseach from a party that came third in the last election, a Taoiseach that has sat at the cabinet for the past
right,
8 years.
The current coalition parties, I think, have 49% of the first preference vote between them when you combine them all. Your own party, I think, had 28% at the last general election. But that's PRS-TV, that's democracy. Coalitions are built, and that's the way this country has been run for quite some time.
For sure. And at several instances throughout the history of this state, governments have failed to go the full course of the term because the public had lost confidence in the government's ability to address the needs and wants of families and communities and workers across the state. This government is clearly in that position because we have a housing crisis that gets worse every single month that this government are in office. The longer Fine Gael are in power, the worse the housing crisis will get. The worse the crises within our health services will get. The ongoing failure to adequately support workers and families faced with a cost of living crisis will continue. And I think if Hildegard believed even a fraction of what she has outlined in terms of Fine Gael's position in advance of the general election, then they would be eager to ensure that their new party leader has a mandate to take up the mantle of Taoiseach on Tuesday. I don't believe he has that. that mandate, quite frankly.
OK, I'll come back to Hildegard Nocton for a response shortly, but Éan O'Riordan, do you have a particular view as to what the... There's not going to be a general election. The incoming Taoiseach is not going to call it. So in terms of the programme for government, what do you want to see top of the list?
Well, I mean, if the government are convincing us that they have a year left, I'd love to know where the Citizens' Assembly on Education is. It was promised in the programme for government. That was 4 years ago. It hasn't been delivered on. There's no sign of it. And whatever came out of that Citizens' Assembly on Education would be hard to see legislated for in the lifetime of this government. It just goes to show that when it comes to, I suppose, political presentation, Fine Gael do a job. Some people may describe it as a poor job or a good job. When it comes to actual substantive delivery on things that matter, it's things like education, which are fundamental to so many families' lives in Ireland, are on the back foot,
so
not prioritised.
Which is more important, seeing something like that Citizens' Assembly on Education?
Well, you asked me a straight question, so I gave you a straight answer. Look,
what's more important, having a general election or seeing some of the programme for government being implemented?
Because this government have clearly given up. I mean, if you're around Leinster House, you can feel it. People are walking away from the job. It's very, very rare that a Taoiseach says, I've had enough because I have no energy left. And that's because you have to admit, and I think Hildegard would have to admit, they've been in government for 13 years. They're now talking about law and order and the old, you know, Fine Gael firebrand sort of issues, but when they've been in charge of the Justice Department for 13 years. I mean, none of this convinces anybody. And that's why we have called for election, not just because it's a changeover of Taoiseach. And look, there's a constitutional reality that the Dáil elects a Taoiseach, not a general election. But the fact that so many members of the parliamentary party of Fine Gael are walking away, the fact that they have so many years potentially to give, the fact that the Taoiseach himself has given up because he has no energy. There's no energy left in this project. The project is over. And that's why we would like to see a general election. Now, right, if they're trying to convince us that there is time left, where's the Citizens' Assembly on Education?
Think,
and also, if Hildegard could ask
Simon
me...
Do you think Simon Harris would be a better Taoiseach than Leo Varadkar?
I don't know. Let's say this much. You know, politics can be a nasty game. I do wish him well. I find, you know, when working in politics, often you don't have much of a relationship with the minister on your side of the fence.
All right.
I would find him easy to deal with in terms of the higher education portfolio, in terms of the Oireachtas Committee, and I do find him something approachable. On a personal level, I do wish him well in his time ahead, but on a political level, it's quite clear that this project is over.
All right, Hildegard Nocton, I want to go back to you just for your response on some of the issues that have cropped up during Fine Gael's time in government. One of them was an issue that Simon Harris personally vowed to resolve when he was Minister for Health, and that was the waiting lists, for example, for people waiting scoliosis operations. Now, with a year left in government, what's the commitment now to those children who are waiting, awaiting operations, now that Simon Harris has the opportunity to drive this from the centre of government?
And that will be, and it is a priority and has been for Minister Harris, and I know Minister Donnelly as well, who has spoken on this robustly in the Dáil in relation to those children waiting on those operations, to speed up that process and to make sure that they get the care they need. But we have 12 months left of delivery of this programme for government. And it's important to say as well that Sinn Féin in 2020, after the last election, they were the first to walk away. They walked away from going into government.
All right,
so Fine Gael, with Fianna Fáil and the Greens, stepped up in the middle of a global pandemic. Let us remind ourselves what we were facing. Fine Gael have always been good in a crisis. We're not perfect. We don't get everything right all the time.
Okay,
but
well,
we make the right decisions on the big calls, which the likes of Sinn Féin do not,
okay,
in
well,
relation
let's,
to Europe.
Let's have a look at the issue of housing, which has been one of the things that has been a major issue for people. Over 13,000 people homeless, 1,600 people seeking international protection who haven't been offered state accommodation, and low numbers in terms of the build of social housing. What's the big idea? How is that going to change between now and next March to deliver on housing solutions?
We need to continue the work that we were doing, Minister Dara O'Brien and government, in relation to, for example, alleviating development levies, putting in place easing measures in relation to ramping up and scaling up every kind of housing, social, affordable housing right across the country. We have between 400 and 500 people every single week turning the key of their own home. And these are homes and these are schemes that Sinn Féin voted against. So we need to continue that. It does must take time in relation to ramping up housing. As I said, back in 2011, when we came into government first, there was an oversupply of housing. There was houses built in the wrong areas. We had to get people back to work. That took a number of years to get our economy functioning. So you can say Fine Gael have been in government for 13 years, but during that time, it took us the first 5-6 years to actually get back our sovereignty and start rebuilding. So to answer your question in relation to housing, this is going in the right direction. Yes, not fast enough, but absolutely everything is happening in relation to capacity. And you can talk about targets and increasing targets all you like, but if you don't have the builders, you don't have the capacity to do that, there's no point having a target that is not achievable. But everything that can be done is being done in relation to billions of euros being put into our housing right across the country.
Okay, Matt Carty, I think your own party has even conceded that this is not a one government term issue that can be solved that quickly. It would take potentially a second term in government to address the housing shortages that are there at the moment. Do you take on board any of the mitigation Hildegard Nocton talks about there, about the economic slump that was in existence in 2011 and also 2 years of a COVID pandemic?
Exactly the opposite. In fact, I would say the first 5 years of Fine Gael's tenure in government, alongside Labour, it has to be said, actually sowed the seed for the housing crisis that we currently have, because government made a conscious decision to prioritise bailing out the banks and increasing house prices as opposed to building houses, which could have at the time been built much more costly, cost efficiently than they can now be. It would have ensured that we kept those thousands of our young people who are forced to emigrate and who are building houses in other parts of the world, and it would have stimulated the economy at a time that desperately needed them. We are in a situation now that, as I say, every single month that Fine Gael are in government, homeless numbers increase. Every single month that Fine Gael are in government, house prices increase. And every single month
your polling numbers are going down as well. They've been going down over the last 2 years. You're still the highest ranking party as far as the polls goes, at about 28%. In a number of polls. But isn't your eagerness partly informed by the fact that you're losing support to independent candidates, and an election now might arrest some of the decline you've seen in the polls?
Well, let me say that we're the one party that is not afraid of a general election, unlike the government parties who are doing everything in their power to cling on to their power in government. And what Sinn Féin want to do is to have the opportunity of a general election to actually set out our alternative vision to address the housing crisis, to actually build affordable homes. And when I say affordable, I mean homes that people can actually afford to purchase or to rent, if that's what they want to do. And we have put forward the solutions in order to achieve what are necessary targets. The government have set targets that are far too low, and then they're missing those targets in respect of social and affordable housing in particular. So in my view, as I say, this isn't just about political posturing. The reason we are calling for a general election is because I am firmly of the belief that we need Fine Gael out of government in order to address the fundamental problems in terms of the approach of the housing crisis. And the very fact that Hildegard is on this show today saying that their housing plan is working and that they plan to continue along the same basis just shows that the election of another Fine Gael Taoiseach on Tuesday next represents no change whatsoever.
You couldn't be accused of having low targets on housing. I think the Labour Party might have the highest targets, but given the headwinds that we see in terms of building, in terms of available labour and the like, do you think they're realistic?
I do. Well, it's a million homes over 10 years, but that's 50,000 a year in terms of new builds and 50,000 refurbishments. Just in terms of the minister's presentation there, I know what Fine Gael and Sinn Féin are both hoping to achieve over the next period of time is that they dominate, you know, the conversation between them, and Sinn Féin will slag off Fine Gael and Fine Gael will slag off Sinn Féin. The minister can't accuse the Labour Party of not supporting some of the elements of the housing policy of government. We voted for the Land Development Agency, for an example, which the minister has to acknowledge. But at the same time, I want her to answer the question around the eviction ban removal, because there was 3,600 children homeless 18 months ago when the eviction ban was still in place. Since its removal, That's now climbed to 4,100. And all of the answers she gave there in terms of the housing issue were based around developers, you know, the private sector, how the private sector are the ones who are going to deliver answers. But none of this is going to affect just those children on the housing list. And the eviction ban removal is a key element.
On that point, Hildegard Nocton, there was figures came out during the week that the housing agency showed that there had been no cost rentals arrived at in the tenant in situ scheme. The housing agency hadn't been able to put any of those in place, and there had been very low numbers of solutions as far as tenant in situ went. And this is something that was warned about specifically back when the no-fault eviction ban was being lifted, that the tenant in situ scheme was unproven, and but this is by officials in the housing department. There were real concerns raised about it. Would you accept that it has not delivered the solution that was promised for people at a time when the no-fault eviction ban has been lifted?
The eviction ban removal was important, and I think the evidence does show as well that it doesn't, by not removing that, it would not keep people out of homelessness. And what we've done, if you look at those figures around those who have entered homelessness, and if you actually delve into the facts around that, many of those people who were in homelessness were housed, and it's new people coming back into it. And these are the challenges that government and Minister Dara O'Brien is facing. Can I just finish my point here? We are building all kinds of houses, social, affordable and cost rental. And yes, I'm not saying that the system is perfect, but we are putting everything financially behind
higher.
It and also measures to help young people buy their first home, help developers to
the homelessness figures are higher, and the tenant in situ scheme has not delivered in the number of tenancies that was promised at the outset.
But the eviction ban removal was important, and all of the evidence points to the fact for those who to keep people out of homelessness, because all of the evidence has pointed to the fact
as a result.
But more people are coming into the system, and all of the facts and all of the evidence points to the fact that if we hadn't done that, there would be more people homeless. But let's get back to what we are actually doing.
What evidence points towards it? What projection or report are you specifically referring to when you make that assertion?
When you look at the facts in relation to homeless figures of the numbers we're taking out of homelessness who are being housed,
I'm asking you what evidence you have for the hypothetical you've put up there to say that homeless figures would be lower had you not removed the no-fault eviction ban. What are you basing that on?
The evidence was there, and I know that right across government, Minister Dara O'Brien, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Minister Micheál Martin, all of the evidence, and that was a decision taken by government in relation to how we deal
evidence?
With homelessness. That's
precisely the opportunity I'm giving you. What evidence are you pointing towards specifically?
You have a situation where landlords are renting and they're then caught in a situation where they cannot, and this is a home that they might want for their own family, their own sons, their own daughters.
I know, but landlords who were surveyed on this, the eviction ban was not the top reason why landlords said they were exiting the market. They were talking
about
the market, and they were talking about red tape and regulation were the main reasons.
Part of the reason.
But this was not one of the top reasons.
It was part of the reason. And what we want to do to help people who are in homelessness is to build homes. And that's what we're doing. Social and affordable, which is what Sinn Féin are voting against.
Okay.
And in relation to Aon and the Labour Party, I do have to give them credit for what they did in 2011, being the responsible party when this country was losing its sovereignty. They did step up to the mark to make those difficult decisions and they were not the populist party that Sinn Féin are.
We're going to be back having a look at the migration pact that's going to be debated in the Dáil next week.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.